For most of last century, soccer players, athletes and other footballers used to cool down by warming up. The hot bath after a game was an unquestioned ritual. More recently, the hot water's been replaced by cold, as anyone knows who's seen those pictures on the news of teams shivering in the winter surf. Now, an international team of researchers has confirmed the effectiveness of cold water immersion therapy in stopping muscle pain. But they say the therapy could have some unwanted side effects. Ashley Hall reports.
Members of the Roosters rugby league team frolicked in the ocean after their season opening game last year. The players know that in the days after great physical exertion, their muscles get sore, but they believe they won't be as sore if they immerse themselves in cold water immediately after exercising.
It tends to be effective, at least compared to other means that are used. Maybe not in terms of a statistically strong sense, but at least in a way that's meaningful.
Professor Ty Hopkins specialises in sports medicine and exercise science at Brigham Young University in the US state of Utah. He was one of the authors of the study into the effectiveness of cold water immersion therapy.
Not only did the subjects feel better, but there were actually signs that tissue damage was decreased.
In their review, the authors compared 17 small trials involving 366 people. They included people who were asked to get into cold water after running, cycling and resistance training. And they found a significant reduction in muscle soreness in the 4 days after exercise.
Maybe for those who, border on endurance sports and higher workout times, at least, or intensities, they might dabble into it and see how it works for them.
So can you give us a sense of what the ideal length of time and temperature of water?
Sure. Well, anything really under about 15 degrees Celsius is going to be somewhat effective, and the time can really vary depending on the tissues.
Importantly, the study didn't compare the effects of cold water with other interventions like light jogging or using compression stockings, so the researchers can't say which technique would be the most effective. They also can't say what harmful side effects might flow from cold water immersion.
Certainly some people could be hypersensitive to cold, which could allow them to have a skin or even an allergic type of reaction.
And there's the risk the therapy simply won't work at all.
Most of the studies are fairly poor quality studies.
Dr. Shane Bruin is an associate professor of musculoskeletal and sports medicine at James Cook University.
There's not a lot of evidence so far that cold water immersion does a lot for physical benefits of people using it.
So you mentioned that you're not sure about the physical benefits, but so many people swear by it. Presumably there's some kind of placebo effect going on.
Look, absolutely. And look, without a doubt, a significant aspect of how well an athlete performs is basically what's going on between their ears. If an athlete has confidence, belief, mental strength, that has a significant impact in how they perform.
That doesn't mean Dr. Bruin wants athletes to steer clear of the technique.
If you were to ask me what I prefer an athlete doing ice water baths or using anabolic steroids, it's an open mazare. I mean, my answer is going to be jump in a cold bath rather than take any supplements.
He says in many cases, all that matters is that the athlete believes the cold water is doing them good. He says the same can be said for stretching after exercise. The physical evidence suggests stretching doesn't do much to help the body recover. But if you believe it's helping, then it probably will.
Ashley Hall.